Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Darren joins us this morning with the sports news. Morning, Darren.
Good morning to you, Mary. And let's start with some Gaelic games. The GAA Central Council has voted to reduce the penalty for a player who is impeding a kick-out mark. So under the new rules, which were brought in and very successful at that here, seem to have just breathed a new life into our games. Basically, that new rule that came in, the referee would award a 50-metre advancement if a player was impeded. But that is going to be scrapped. It's going to be replaced with a simple free kick from where the offence has happened. It's understood that the change will be in force for this coming weekend. Now, lots of action this weekend in the All-Ireland preliminary quarterfinals. We also have preliminary our quarterfinals in the Hurling Championship as well, and those Tailteann Cup semi-finals. The Kerry attacker Paul Gainey still not sure if he can play some part in their All-Ireland preliminary quarterfinal this weekend against Cavan. He hurt his shoulder on the win against Cork a couple of weeks ago and missed that loss to Meath at the weekend. He wasn't the only one missing a lot of frontline players. Kerry, Sean O'Shea, Paddy Clifford, Dermot O'Connor and Brian O'Bioglock also recovering from injury. Paul's been speaking to our correspondent Marty Morrissey ahead of this week's end action, and he's been updating him on his fitness first of all.
When you take six and seven players out of a team, it's going to disjoint the team a little bit, and everyone that came in are quality. It's just you're refiguring a team, so that's going to have a little bit of impact. I actually don't know who's going to be back. I would expect a few guys to be back, whether they're starting or on the bench, but we just have to try and get back, because it's going to be a tough test for us to refigure ourselves now again for the championship. And our backs are to the wall now, so we have to. There's no second chances from here on, and it's pure championship. So hopefully, we can do it Saturday.
Will Paul Gainey be back?
It's tight for me now this weekend. I'm going to push it as much as I can to be back. It's just a small thing that's keeping me out now for this week. Maybe if this weekend, if it is the case, but hopefully I'll be back very shortly. If not this weekend.
Have you enjoyed the new rules?
Yeah, hugely. It's kind of like playing club football again a little bit. It's allowing the little bit of extra space. I'm sure somebody's going to figure out a way to exploit that going forward. Some coach will come up with some genius defensive idea. But at the moment, it's good. It's good, and I think all the spectators are enjoying it too. It's making for great games, great excitement, and it's funny how teams that were perceived to have not been in the running, all of a sudden now you have 7-8 teams that go into the All-Ireland, and me last year were playing probably more defensive style, and then it's giving them a new lease of life this year, and they're an exciting team to watch. So it's playing into everyone's hands at the moment, I think.
And you can follow all the action on Radio 1 over the weekend. Already looking forward to it. In soccer, Shelburne will play Lingfield in the first round of the Champions League qualifiers. This first leg between the champions of the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland will take place at Talca Park on the week of the 8th and 9th of July, and then the second leg at Windsor Park a week later. The winner will progress to the next round of the qualifiers, but significantly enough, they'll pick up additional prize money in the region of about €800,000. That is a lot of money, isn't it? Shamrock Rovers have received a bye to the next round of the Conference League. And St Patrick's Athletic, they're going to be playing Lithuanian opposition there. The Irish women's soccer team will return to the Aviva Stadium for the first leg of their Nations League promotion relegation playoff against Belgium. That game has been confirmed for Friday, the 24th of October. And today's racing at Royal Ascot gets underway at 2:30. And the feature is the Prince of Wales Stakes at 4:20. For many, this is going to be the highlight of the festival, with Los Angeles and Amat going head to head once again. I'll be back with more sport, and are joined by a very special guest, the CEO of the Lions, British and Irish Lions. Of course, they have that big game against Argentina on Friday.
All right, Darren, we look forward to that. Thank you very much. 20 minutes to 8 now.